of the Lamb. Okay, we've got to find out who we're talking about here. What is he going to be talking about here? Here, the bride, I will show you the bride of the Lamb. It's a city. It's a city. The city of Jerusalem, this new Jerusalem that's coming down. Now, in Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18, you don't have to turn there, let me read, you're familiar with it, even though you may not know you are. Then the Lord God said, not good for man, mankind, the individual male, here it means male, not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Not for angels and not for animals, but for him. One like his own. One like his own. Very important. Now there are many dimensions in the Genesis 2 study. One of the primary ones that we'll see when we come to the Gospel of John 14, some of the same wording that we see for the woman in the garden is also of the Holy Spirit and his relationship with Jesus Christ. It's going to be a powerful study. And they are the same. See, look what it says, suitable for him. In other words, one like him. So when Jesus Christ leaves, he's going to send us one like him. Therefore, God. And so we have inside of us one like Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. And that's why Christ beckons us to, just as you dealt with me, I want you to deal with him. Just as you trusted me, I want you to trust him. Just as you followed me, I want you to follow him. Just as I led you, I want him to lead you. Because I'm standing this. And he's a helpmate. He's a helper of Jesus Christ. We often think he's our helper, and he is. But there's a lot of dimensions. The Holy Spirit is a helper of Jesus Christ. And I'll show you how a lot of the characteristics in John 14, and we get there, a lot of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit are befitting to that of a bride to the bridegroom, of the husband and wife, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit helping him and the relationship that they have and then the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit. This is seen in a lot of places. The parable of the Good Samaritan. And the Good Samaritan picks up the man on the road, that's the church. And do you remember what he did with the man? After he cleaned him up and got him all healthy, and that would be a picture of salvation. But do you remember what he did with him then? Took him to the inn, and what did he do at the inn? Left him with the innkeeper. And then he said, I'll be back. That's Jesus Christ leaving us in with the innkeeper, the Holy Spirit, and he'll come back and get us. So there's a lot of pictures of this. So there's that relationship going on from the Genesis 2 principle. Again, we're seeing something at the very beginning that's going to play itself through the whole Bible in many dimensions. That we, if we can appreciate it and see it all the way through Scripture. Now, one, let me give you three. One, in our study, chapter 21, verse 9, here the bride is the city. That is the union between Jesus Christ and this city. It is like the union of a bridegroom with his bride.
While upstairs the family just continued to snore, and I and my t-shirt, new